You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. In the mid to late 1970s, WYSO broadcast the voice of three remarkable Black women writers, and these tapes are preserved in the WYSO archives. The work of Maya Angelou, Gwendolyn Brooks, and Alice Walker still resonates today. Here's Rediscovered Radio's Jocelyn Robinson.
One of my first tasks as the WYSO Archives Fellow was to listen to hours of digitized historic tape in order to mine the collection for hidden jewels, like this recording of the unmistakable voice of Maya Angelou reading her poem, Harlem Hopscotch.
1 foot down and hop is hot. Good things for the ones that's got. Another jump, now to the left. Everybody for himself. In the air, now both feet down. Since you're Black, don't stick around.
After her death last May, we honored Maya Angelou's life and work by sharing an interview that aired back in 1975. We've since learned that it was produced by Lynn Harris at WBAI in New York and distributed nationally by Pacifica Radio.
Both feet flat, the game is done. They think I lost. I know I won.
I also found two locally produced documentaries that feature the work of significant Black women writers. This was an especially exciting discovery for me as an instructor of African American women's literature.
We real cool, the pool players, seven at the Golden Shovel. We real cool, we left school, we lure lightly. Strike straight, sing sinewy, thin ginwy, jazz junewy, die soon.
That's Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Gwendolyn Brooks in May of 1977. She was then poet laureate of Illinois, an honor she held from 1968 until her death in 2000. She'd come to Wilberforce to read her work and to donate scholarships for Central State University students. But she also sat down with then-WYSO Public Affairs Director William Miller and volunteer Cheryl Brown.
Gwendolyn, what essential role do you see yourself having as an instrument of social change, and how do you use your work as a medium for such?
Well, that sounds very grand and requiring. I really don't get up in the morning saying, well, now what shall I do today to implement social change? I do have as a basic personal theme Black unity. That is what I think I should be about so far as conscious aboutness is concerned.
When Alice Walker came to give a reading at Antioch College in April of 1979, it was well before The Color Purple made her a household name. Though when it won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and the National Book Award in 1982, she was already known for her feminist scholarship and social justice work. Willa Seidenberg, an Antioch alumna who now teaches broadcast journalism at the University of Southern California, was news director at WYSO back then, and she produced a documentary that included Alice Walker reading One Child of One's Own, her essay exploring the tension between creativity and motherhood.
Someone asked me once whether I thought women artists should have children. And since we were beyond discussing why this question is never asked artists who are men, I gave my answer promptly. Yes, I said, somewhat to my surprise. And as if to amend my rashness, I added, they should have children, if this is of interest to them, but only one. Why only one? This someone wanted to know. Because with one, you can move, I said. With more than one, you're a sitting duck. The year after my only child, Rebecca, was born, my mother offered me uncharacteristically bad advice. You should have another one soon, said she.
I shared these historic recordings with my colleague, Dr. Sharon Lynette Jones, professor of English language and literatures at Wright State University.
I think what's fascinating to me is that even after the period in which a lot of these interviews took place, they really continued to grow and push themselves and experiment in terms of form and technique and structure, and really paved a way for other people to feel liberated in what they could do in terms of their writing.
The WYSO Archives has recordings of writers of all genres, like Robert Bly, Studs Terkel, Pablo Neruda, and Susan Sontag. Some are national broadcasts, but others are programs produced right here at WYSO. We even have tape of Yellow Springs literary legends Virginia Hamilton and Arnold Adolph. Once the archives officially opens in June, these and so many more historic media will be available to the public. We can't wait to share these gems with you. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
Major funding for Rediscovered Radio is provided by the Ohio Humanities Council and the Greene County Public Library. The WYSO Digital Audio Archives will open for public listening in June of 2015.